Sunday passed by Louis Sacho. Shlomo Weisbach.
Someone's coming out of the pathway, and you want to cover the person, so you want the wind to be able to throw, to disperse the confetti all over the place. That is a problem according to Yerushalmi. And I said, Mishmu says, it's a chiddush to I said, it's no taruvus there. Make a taste, such seems to be an issa. But the Maaser Ramon says it's a problem. So the Maaser, many Achronim are machmir for this, and they hold that one should not do this actually using the wind. But we said last time that an aerosol can is much better. An aerosol can, most poskim take on, is no problem at all, because there it's not the wind that's making it blow. It just comes out because of pressure. But it's not the wind that's causing the thing to blow out. And therefore, mitzad zoyre, it's not a problem. Then we said maybe that according to this, to shake out a tablecloth and let the wind disperse the crumbs, that could be a problem. That could be maybe a problem of zoyre, according to this shitta. But often you don't need the wind, you just want it to drop on the floor. You just clean out a tablecloth and I say you want it to the floor. If you do it for the wind, might as well Pesach, someone finds a comment in his house of Pesach, says it's Zoreh L'Ruach. Not talking about Shabbos and Yontov. On Shabbos and Yontov, according to this, you shall not do, it's going to Yerushalmi. Okay, then we finished off with, I don't know what it is, a Venteria tube sprayer. I don't know what it is, but it's some sort of a machine which apparently uses the air to disperse droplets. That apparently should not fill up on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and it disperse it. And then finally we finished off with the air freshener and all these things. I might have to use it, but one has to be careful that it's of moilid reach. That is, that a person can spray into the air, there's no issue of moilid reach into the air. Scenting the air is no problem. But to scent an item, let's say begotten, a woman wants to spray some perfume onto her clothes, that's when she walks in the street, it smells nice. That's the chayra problem. She wants to spray her shaitel, now shaitel smells nice, the chayra is a problem. One mustn't do that. On a human hair and on the body himself of a person, that's not a problem. There's no issur moilid reach on the person himself. The issur is on begotten or other items, let's say furniture. Someone wants the furniture to smell nice. Someone's coming in, he wants the furniture to smell nice, so he sprays the furniture with some perfume, I don't know whatever he does there, make it smell nice. That is a problem.
Even
if
it's a shackles from human hair.
I'm not sure what happens. If a shackle from human hair, what happens? I don't know. Mice and that, yeah, but now it's.
So is one allowed to spray on shovels like that? To spray like the.
Spray in the air is mutter. Chaim's asking, Kasha, can you spray a shackle made of human hair? What?
A tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
No, but human hair is mutter. What's on a human person is mutter?
What
is it? A human body. You can spray on a human body.
Yeah, we'll talk
about that. That's called a human person. It's not human. This hair came from human. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You understand? It's also, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
no, I'm on a shaitel.
No,
on the hair, on the hair, yeah. Right, that's what we said last time. Well, finally, we spoke about these toilets. Okay, we saw that Moedid react there. That we said was okay. Okay, let's move on to the next one. A new topic, Hilchos Boira. Wait, actually, I didn't know Mr. Brewer here. But I said Mr. Brewer is an introduction to Hilchos Shabbos, actually. Says that one of the things that's easy to be nichshel on is Hilchos Boira. No, it's not sure. In his introduction there, he gives the introduction. He says that one of the easiest things to be nichshel in on Shabbos is the Menacha of Boira. I always say a classic example is, I say, always, oh, whenever I give Shabbos Boira, we start with this. People tell me I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong, actually. I must say, I don't think I'm wrong. But I had once someone eating by me on Shabbos morning, and inside his egg, which was like a scoop, there was a piece of pepper, a tiny piece of pepper stuck inside. Anyway, he sits down with him, he says, Shlomo, he said, I hope you don't mind, but I don't like peppers. And he went out, pulled the pepper out of the egg, put the side of his plate, which I think is boira. That's an issur boira. There's a mixture there. To separate something which you don't want, as you'll see, is the chayra problem of boira. Serious problem. Now, how was boira done in the Mishkan? So we finished zoira. After zoira, you throw up to the wind, and what happened is there's a collection of stuff after you do Josh. So you throw out the wind, the Zoira, and Zoira, the wind scatters it. But the wind can't do everything. There's some stones also mixed in there. The stones are quite heavy, so is the wheat. The chaff is very light, so the chaff, which is the peel, that goes much further. But the stones and the actual chitta itself fall down very nearby. They're mixed. That the wind doesn't help for. So there you have to take out by hand the stones, and that is the melacha boira. That is where the melacha boira comes in. You don't do a sieve, you don't with any with the wind. The only way to take it as we have, that is the case of boira that was in the Mishkan. Any form of selecting fits into this, any sorting out a mixture is a problem of boira. So the moshel, as a chiddush actually, which is a showing take on, actually in the case that we're talking about over here, in the Mishkan, is you have oichel, the chitim, and you have psoilis, the stones. Those stones are mamish useless. You can't do anything with those stones. It's mamish useless. The Rishonim and Machadish, which Shulchanar takes on, that not only if you have something which is mamish useless, but if you have something you don't want, even though it's perfectly good, that's also a problem. That means, for example, someone's got cherries, for example, he's got bad cherries and good cherries in a bowl. Yeah? So let's take that example first of all. So now, to take the bad cherries out, that's mamish no good. That's a problem, yeah? You're separate. There's no, it's a mamish problem. That's so, yeah. But now, let's say you've got nuts and raisins. Yeah. Someone's got nuts and raisins in a bowl. He doesn't like nuts. There's nothing wrong with the nuts. It's perfect. Someone else might like nuts. It's quite happy with nuts. But you don't want the nuts. For you to take the nuts out of that bowl is the issa of boira. It's a chiddush. It means even though that food is perfect, there's nothing wrong with the nuts. It's perfectly edible. Just, you might even like nuts normally, but pull today, you don't want the raisins inside there. So you take all the nuts out to, in order to make it so that you've got just raisins in that bowl. That is a problem. So you've got 8 to have to do it, yeah. Say, if you've got an 8th, it would be to give it to someone who wants it. But if you've got no one at the table there, then you're going to have a problem. Well, take out the nuts.
Can I take it out to give it to him?
Yeah. So, yeah, even if you can give it, means the other person doesn't like it, can give it to someone else who does like it. That's not a problem, yeah. It's also the thing. So I'm saying it's anything you don't want. So Moshe, someone's got it's just loads of examples here. You think about it, it's mind-boggling because up to now, most of the locks we've been discussing now have to do with Gedulei Karaka.
Well, yeah. I need the boats, but now I just want the nuts. I don't want the raisins. So if I take the raisins out, whilst I'm going to eat them when I finish my nuts.
That's passes much better. All in one sudha, all in one setting.
Even though I'm taking out the solus at the
moment, yeah, that's much better. Yeah.
I like to eat nuts and nuts.
He wants to have a bowl just with nuts inside. But you're going to have the raisins afterwards.
Can I have the raisins afterwards?
Straight away. Yeah, that's really much better.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But you don't need to have problems. Someone's got in his drawer, he's got a tray of socks. He's got blue socks, brown socks, green socks, white socks. On Shabbos, he wants the white socks. That's a mixture. That is a mixture. So take out the white socks, Moshi, unless you've got a condition of boira. I'm just talking about some mixture, first of all. What's called a mixture? We'll see how you get around it. But it's called a mixture. Even though they're all socks, that is a mixture. They're all good. The socks are good. There's nothing wrong with the blue socks, the green socks, and the brown socks. They're all good socks.
Yeah, you can pour all the socks out.
Say, those are all aces. I'm just talking about a divider. What's called a mixture? No, I'll come to that, yeah. That's a... So I'm saying, boira is so unique, it doesn't apply to Gedulei Karaka, it applies across the spectrum. It's everything. It's begodim, it's kalim, clothes, everything you can think of, boira applies to. Toys, everything you've got, is it applies to. I'm saying people just don't realize what they're doing sometimes. They don't realize they're doing sometimes. It's all boira. That's why I have to be careful. So, for example, sorting out a table, someone's got cutlery mixed up, and you want to sort out the cutlery, you put it on the table, set the table, got nice forks, spoons, everything mixed together. I'm saying there are ways around them. So what is a mixture? What I mean, we're just defining what is called a mixture. All that is called a mixture, and to separate that and put them into different piles is l'chaira a problem. Taking out clothes from the cupboards, obviously if it's a mixture, he's right, he's quite right. What's called a mixture in the cupboards? So if you've got separate piles in the cupboard, or vests, I don't know what, socks in different piles, that clothes is not called a mixture. But let's say you've got shirts in the cupboards, or a woman's got dresses which are quite closely packed, quite tightly packed, that's passed as a mixture. And therefore, to separate that on Friday night, the Shabbos morning, is a problem.
Why?
Because you can't prepare on Friday night, you can't do boira on Friday night for Shabbos morning. In fact, not only this, but even different types of meat, lechor, are problematic. I mean, it's possible. Someone's got beef and chicken on a platter, and he wants to keep the chicken for later. So he wants to separate all the chicken off the platter, put it away in the fridge for later. That's a problem of boira. That is a mixture. Can't do it.
The biggest problem is going to show that it kills.
No, you can take your one. You can get your one. That's another thing we're going to see. But when you're looking for your one in a mixture, that would be better. To look for your one. Yeah? That might be better. So I've got different size forks, white, chicken, dark, white, fish, also the same thing with fish. You've got different, obviously different types of fish, a different mixture, yeah? You can have salmon, plaice, I don't know, whatever other fish you got. All that on a platter is a mixture. If someone wants to put it away for afterwards, he has to do that on Shabbos, you can't do it. Apples, also a kiddush actually. Someone's got apples, he's got Cox's, he's got Gold Delicious, Pink Lady, all in a bowl. They're all apples, but at Meister, that's a mixture because people want different ones. You can see in the shop, they sell them as different items. So even though they're all called apples, but about they've got a name to it, each people are mukbil on different sorts, that is a tarugus, that's a mixture. It's a kiddush. They're all called apples in the shop. You go to the shop, you want to buy apples, all in the same place, all apples. But about they're called different names, people want different ones. Some people only want pink names, they don't want the other ones. That lechora is a problem. Huh?
Same name, let's say you've got
red grapes and green grapes.
What? Some are well done, some are lightly done. The
light
on's on top, so
we
want to move it away.
We'll come to that. Yeah. So that's a good question. Now, the same type pastures with very slight differences. It's not pastures, not tarugus. Let's say someone's got a fruit bowl, let's say nectarines. Some of them are very ripe, some are slightly ripe. That's so insignificant, that's not a thing. If he would have in his fruit bowl unripe ones and ripe ones, then that's a proper tarugus, a tarugus arisa. If a person has in his bowl semi-ripe ones, that means they're not so good, he would eat them, but not so good, and ripe ones, that's the tarugus drabonon. But in fish, where you've got darker ones and lighter ones, I think the mice is pastures, most people would eat the ones, it could be what you prefer, but it's basically the same min, I would have thought, it's basically the same min. So suits hanging in a wardrobe, dressed in a wardrobe, all these things closer together, is called a tarugus. Again, I must stress, Robert, if you panic a lot with this, you must realize boiler is only a problem as a mixture. If someone, for example, has got in his cutlery rack at home, he's got a cutlery, what's it called, a plastic tray, and in one section he's got knives, and the other section he's got forks, and the other section he's got spoons, there's no mixture. Each one separate. So there's no problem of separating. You can set the table on Friday night for that. There's no mixture. The first thing in boiler always has to be, is there a mixture? But people think of a problem, well, forks are forks, so what about small forks and big forks? Is that a mixture? What do you say, Rabbi Isai? What? What, small and big?
Fish forks.
Yeah. Yeah, pastures are different. It's got different tachlis. A meat fork and a fish fork got different tachlis. People buy fish forks, people buy meat forks. So lechora, those are different. Those are called a mixture. Now, whatever you have to know, wherever is there, and people are fussy on, and most people are fussy on, that lechora is called a mixture, and that lechora is problematic on Shabbos to do. Again, on a table, someone's got things spread out on a table which is not near each other, there's no problem with tarugus. That table there is the chayim problem. There's a tarugus when you are, yeah? That problem is a tarugus. But I'm saying, if you've got a table like Chaim's there over there, that one, the chayim is not really mixed. I don't know that's called mixed so much. That the chayim is really best. It depends. I say it's very hard to know exactly where the Hagdorah is, what's called mixed and what's not called mixed. But I'm saying the first thing in Boyer always is there a mixture? That's always the first thing. So if you have all green apples, all Cox's apples in a bowl, there's no problem. I can separate it now and put it away for 2 hours' time. No problem. So the first thing to start with, because boiler has to be, is there a mixture?
Boiler applies to swarm. I'm going to get to that bottom safer. I've got 10 swarm on top.
So you have to see that. Sometimes on a pile, to take off to get through a pile, it might be better.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see about it. Yeah. Yeah, they weigh out. I mean, the most of the fruit bowl, let's say, for example, that's worse. Fruit bowl, you've got your oranges right at the bottom. What do you do? So, the price to push later. Turn the whole bowl upside down.
You can't do that with swarm.
No, so I'm saying, but piles are much more lenient. That's what we'll come to. Yeah, much more lenient. Sour apples. That's kind of the same thing. All of it's the same. If you've got a major flaw in the item, that makes it boiled derisive. Someone's got good apples and sour apples, which people wouldn't eat really, that's boiled derisive. If the apples are eatable, but not really, they're not really so good, that's boiled rabbon. What?
Matzah.
Yeah, matzah. I hope we come to matzah. I hope we get there today. I hope so. Hopefully.
Matzah,
what about matzah? Matzah, what about matzah? Well, people use it for lecha mishnah. People use it for matzah for lecha mishnah. Yeah. So, as I was mentioning before, what would you say? Someone's got raincoats, Marks & Spencer raincoats, all the same style, but one's a size 10, one's a size 12, one's a size 14, one's a 16. Is that a mixture? All the same, they all look the same. But they're different sizes. What? Is that a mixture? Because people don't, someone who wants a size 10 doesn't want a size 12. So even if it's the same type, even though it's the same type, the Meiser, if it's got a different purpose, a different size, or
it's not the knicker.
Okay. Sorry?
I said before, if it's not knicker, you did say if it's not knicker, the heftel, then one would be allowed to. You said before, like
well, that's if it's not knicker, what do you mean? That's like in food ice cream.
It's not hard to knicker unless you go with a.
Yeah, man. But I'm talking about in food items. When I said not knicker, is a problem. In food items, apples, which are slightly better than others, that's not knicker. They're all the same. That's no problem. But when you've got it's a major difference. Clothes is a major difference. When you've got clothes, some's a size 10, some's a size 12, that's a major difference. So different sizes is generally a problem. There's one exception to this, where size is not a problem, and that is in food. What does that mean? If you've got, let's say, a platter of gefilte fish, and on the platter, you've got half slices and full slices. Now, it's come to Shabbos lunch, and I think to myself, you know what, I could do the full slice I want to put off the platter, keep it on the shoes. Now, if it's a mixture, I can't take it off. If it is not a mixture, I can take it off. So Chazal tell us that on food items, the size is not a difference. Why not? Because if you think about it, there's no difference really. A small piece of fish, I can have two small pieces of fish together, but a big one. And one big one, if I don't want so much, I can cut it in half. So in food, generally speaking, in food, size does not really make, it's not a major difference. You understand? If I want a small one, I can cut a big one in half. If I want a big one, I can get two small ones. So therefore, on food items, generally, people got cake on the same type of cake. So all honey cake, let's say, for example. But some of the honey cake is small pieces, some of them are big pieces. That is not called a mixture. Because generally speaking, in such an item like that, a person doesn't really mind which one he gets. Yeah, he might want a big one, it's more convenient. But really, if he really wants to have a big one, he could take two small ones. And if he's got a big one, it's not the end of the world, he can cut it in half. It doesn't have to. So I say, in size, in food items, generally, it's not a problem. Yeah, so that's what we say. Such a platter is no issa of boira. One may separate the small pieces from the big pieces, even though one's not using it straight away, without any problem at all. Obviously, there can be some sort of problem. Let's say, for example, someone's got, let's say, porridge. And he's feeding a child porridge. Now, in the porridge, you've got lumps. For that child, that's critical. He can't have the lumps. That's a major flaw. That is the problem. For an adult, it's no problem. He doesn't mind big and small. But for someone who's eating and he disturbs him to have a big lump, his child can't swallow the big lump, for him, it's tackle a problem. Yeah? So far, so good. So now, the big shiny is now, what happens with matzahs? Someone's got a mixture in a box of matzahs. Some are whole and some are half. Moshi. Some are whole matzahs, some are half matzahs. You can say, is he allowed to take, he wants to put the box on the table, he doesn't want a half matzahs he doesn't want a half matzahs in a box. So he wants to know, can he take all the half matzahs out?
So why can't he take all the matzahs?
That's the question, Moshi. Is that a taru? Is that called a mixture or not? What did you say, everybody say?
You said by food is not.
But the spora by food is, because it's the same. But here, a lot of people are mugging on matzah. You want lechem mishnah, you need a sholim. So here, in a way, maybe it's worse. With your half matzah and your whole matzah, maybe that's a proper tarubas.
So you can't use that for lechem mishnah.
You can't use for lechem mishnah.
Why can't use
lechem mishnah? No, you have to have a whole one for lechem mishnah.
So you have to have a
lechem mishnah? Yeah, you have to have a whole one. So shaili is now, is that called a tarumas? That means I want to separate all the half matzahs. I want to bring it to the table, and I don't fancy bringing half matzahs to the table. Something being broken into, something bitten into, whatever it is, I don't fancy bringing to the table half matzahs. Am I allowed to take out the half matzahs and leave them aside and put the whole box of matzahs, the whole ones at the time? I mean, let me just explain to you, Rabbi Yisrael. That means I'm not talking about a case about a table where you've got your box of matzahs in front of you and you're looking for a sholim. So you pull out the sholim one to see where you find it. That's not a problem, because at the time you're looking for it, that's mutter. My shaila is, you're in the kitchen and you want to take out the broken pieces to put it aside and use it some other time, but not now. Is that allowed or not? Let's show, we'll discuss that tomorrow. Okay, so. All right. Let's bit, I'd finish off my bit. About the matzahs.
Yes. 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 Y